It all began to come together sitting in the Kroger parking lot on Nolensville Road in Nashville, Tennessee, one bright sunny day in May. I sat for about half an hour in my car in silence and watched the people coming in and going out of the grocery. There was a man who looked exactly like an usher assisting people with their groceries. He wore a hearing aid in each ear and talked the whole time he was pushing carts. There were about 20 hanging baskets, arranged by the grocery store version of the Altar Guild, and hundreds of people coming in to get their bread to break. It felt truthful and practical, and I loved watching the lot being used for such a wholesome activity. This ground was literally my father's house of prayer. Before it was a supermarket parking lot, it held the church where my father preached for 2 years before he died in an auto accident at the age of 41. On this lot was an old white house that served as a parish hall, as well as a more recent church that was built in the 1960s. The church probably had 100 members when my father died. After his death, my mom and all five of her children continued to live in the rectory nearby and go to services there. That church was the place where I learned to pray and learned that casseroles are good medicine for grief. It was also the place where I was sexually molested by the senior warden in the upstairs of the fellowship hall during a spaghetti supper, and it's where I learned to smoke cigarettes. It's amazing to look back from this vantage point 35 years later and feel God's mercy all along the way. There's no regret, just compassion for all the people involved. I remember hearing that when the congregation decided to sell the church, they held a service to deconsecrate the sanctuary. I remember thinking that was a waste of time. The church was desecrated years before in that fellowship hall. And on that same site in 1981, just as I was leaving town to head out on my own, the supermarket was built. And it seemed right and holy and useful to build a place where people will actually be fed. Sitting here, I can see people who look like they come from every station in life, and they're coming to be fed, not judged. I love sitting here and remembering that from this place, I grew a heart for faith and for communities that offer sanctuary to everybody in the whole wide world.